From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. At least two people have been killed in nearly simultaneous bombings today in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood. Dozens more were wounded in the attacks. Police say one bomb was hidden in a food stall and the other was concealed in a nearby pile of trash, both targeting groups of day laborers. Officials say they expect militants to step up attacks to test Iraqi security forces. Pakistan's military says it's killed more than 50 militants in fierce fighting in the country's northwest this week. It claims three soldiers were also killed in the clashes in the area of Lower Deer. A statement said security forces launched a two-day operation in the area, which borders Swat Valley, where troops are wrapping up a campaign against Taliban militants. In Washington, President Obama is striking back at those who are trying to stall the sputtering health care overhaul plan. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Speaking at Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C., the president singled out, but did not name, Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina. Last week in a conference call, DeMint said if Republicans could block a health bill, it would be, quote, Obama's Waterloo. It will break him. The president rejected that premise.
This isn't about me. This isn't about politics. This is about a health care system that is breaking America's families, breaking America's businesses, and breaking America's economy.
Meanwhile, committees on Capitol Hill are still trying to work through details on bills in both the House and Senate. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the Army is increasing its size by about 22,000 troops. Gates cited the worsening situation in Afghanistan and the strain on existing forces. It is the second troop buildup since 2007. California's legislative leaders and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger have reached a $25 billion deal to close the state's budget gap. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, Marianne Russ has the story.
The plan calls for more than $15 billion in cuts to schools, welfare programs, and prisons. It also includes borrowing money from local governments, which is expected to spark a legal challenge. Democratic Senate leader Daryl Steinberg says the plan will be painful for many Californians.
This is a sober time because there isn't a whole lot of good news in this budget. We have cut, and we have cut in many areas that matter to real people.
The deal comes after weeks of marathon budget negotiations that Governor Schwarzenegger characterized as a suspense movie. The state's so short on cash, it's been sending millions of dollars in IOUs instead of checks. A vote on the budget deal is expected in both houses of the legislature as early as Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Russ in Sacramento.
In Tokyo today, the Nikkei average is up 256 points at 9652. This is NPR News. The union representing editorial and business employees at the Boston Globe has agreed to accept reductions in their pay and benefits. The newspaper's owner had threatened to close down the paper if the cuts had been rejected. NPR's Jim Zaroli has details.
The Boston Newspaper Guild voted 2-1 to accept pay cuts of nearly 6%, as well as a reduction in benefits. It was the last of the newspaper's unions to approve the cuts. Like many newspapers, the Globe is struggling financially, and it's expected to lose $85 billion this year. More important, it will make it easier for the New York Times Company, which owns the paper, to find a buyer. The Newspaper Guild had turned down a bigger series of pay cuts in June. The negotiations that followed were unusually contentious, with the Times Company threatening to impose steep salary cuts on employees unilaterally. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The head of the Federal Reserve Board gives lawmakers an update on the economy today. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's House appearance is the first of 2 days he'll be testifying on Capitol Hill. A prominent African-American scholar is accusing the Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Department of racism. Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates was arrested last week after forcing his way through a jammed door at his house. A police report said officers responding to a call about two black males breaking into a home were initially unable to get Gates to identify himself. The report also alleges Gates yelled racial slurs at the arresting officer. Gates is the director of Harvard University's W.E.B. Du Bois Institute for African American and African American Research. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.